Camp drafting is the fastest growing equine sport. It's estimated around half the camp drafts have been cancelled in the past year due to drought. Over the next few days, the best camp drafters in the country will compete at Woolunga Park for the gold belt buckle and $100,000. Let's cross now to our reporter Josh Becker, who's there.
Good afternoon, Michael. We're here down at Woolunga Park at Borley Point on the New South Wales south coast at the World Championship Gold Buckle Camp Draft. The sun's shining, it's a still day. There's cattle in the ring at the moment. There's camp drafting underway, round two of the event here. And joining me to have a chat about the event, but also the season. It's been a tough one for a lot of camp drafts across New South Wales and Queensland and Victoria this year. I've got Nigel Cable and Scott Shea. Nigel, I'll start with you. You're fresh out of the ring and from Lithgow. How did your run go today?
Yeah, not as well as expected, but yeah, we got a first peg and round a second peg and then just come to grief, so yeah.
You're a veteran of the camp drafting circuit and also you've got a well-known horse. Can you tell us a little bit about the horse you're riding?
Oh yeah, Old Ivory's been around for a long time and been to a lot of places and had a fair bit of success over the years, and he's still looking after us pretty well now. He's 21 year old and still as keen as what he was when he was a five-year-old.
And how does this camp draft here at Woolunga Park compare to some of the others that you have attended across New South Wales?
Yeah, it doesn't really compare with many camp drafts at all. It's like a golf course. It's everything's green and just set up so well, and just an absolute credit to Terry Snow and his team and all the fellas they got working here. Everything's just running to clockwork, and yeah, you don't see anything any better.
Just on that, Terry Snow's spoken about his goal to take camp drafting and make it a mainstream sport. It's already one of the fastest growing equine sports, but you know, if there's thoughts about taking it to the next level, what do you think needs to happen to get camp drafting out to a wider audience?
Yeah, well, the main thing needs to happen, we need longer weekends and more cattle, because there's that many people wanting to do it, and it's such a great family sport. You know, kids from 8 year old and even the younger kids ride around at the venues, right up to your 80-year-old competitors. They all compete on the same level, and yeah, the cattle brings everybody back to an even playing field, and it's just such a great family sport that just everybody's trying to get into it, and the waiting lists every weekend, you know, just getting longer and longer because the weekends aren't long enough and you can't get enough cattle.
Nigel, you're from Lithgow. Give us a sense of how things are on your farm.
Yeah, we're very lucky at the moment. Yeah, like everybody's dry and we're probably not as good as we'd like to be going into the winter, like up on the top of the mountains there. But we're still a lot better than anywhere else that I've seen. So, yeah, we're not complaining, but a lot of people are doing it pretty tough.
And just on that, this year they estimate around half the camp drafts around Australia have been either postponed or cancelled due to the drought and also floods in Queensland. From a camp draft point of view, has it been a tough year for farmers and rural communities?
Yeah, well, it has been tough for the camp drafters with nowhere to go, but it's been a lot tougher for the cattle owners, and that's why there hasn't been any on, because, you know, the cattle are being hand-fed all the time and it just makes it very difficult. And, yeah, camp drafting's a sport and we all love it, but, you know, it's the welfare of the cattle and all that that's more important than keeping cattle alive and people's livelihood.
Scott Shea, I might bring you in here. You've helped at Woolunga Park with sourcing some of the cattle for today's event. What goes into sourcing 1,300 cattle for an event like this?
Yeah, well, we've been at it for months. Terry went and he's bought over 555 head, sourced them from as far as Casterton down in Victoria, Beaufort. There was a B double out of Casterton, two B doubles out of Beaufort. We backgrounded them down there and then come up and we bought some more up around Adelong and all local, and then the rest of them are all just donated generously from people from around the district here in Milton Ulladulla and over the mountain to Braidwood and as far as Murrum Bateman.
So it's a significant planning exercise, and I guess the logistics of getting them all here at the right time and in the right condition for camp drafting?
Yeah, definitely. And it's been a tough year, hard to source them, a lot of people not wanting to give up. We're not so much not wanting to get up, but you see that they haven't got feed, so you don't ask. But We've had plenty on reserve as well, so cattle hasn't been a problem. With the ones that Terry's bought, it's just made a big difference. We've been able to pick through the other guys a little bit more and try and pick out the best rather than having to try and source the whole lot, whereas Terry's purchased over half the cattle. So.
And are you off of farm, Scott? Are you based in Braidwood?
Yeah, we run sheep and cattle at Braidwood.
How are things going at your place?
Well, we've had no groundwater in the dams for 2 years, dams that have been... I'd never seen dry for a long time since the 81 drought. Most of the plate's running on trough system, but we did get a little bit of summer rain. Being on the range there, we got a little bit of that coastal stuff, which give us a little bit of a green drought, I suppose you'd say.
And you're also competing here today. What is it about camp drafting that you enjoy?
Well, I can walk in, stand next to that camp draft arena and be next to the likes of Nigel Cable and Terry Hall and Mark Buttsworth, and it's not very many sports you can do that. Like, you can't go and play golf with Tiger Woods, can you?
So it's a pretty star-studded event, and the prize is pretty significant too.
Massive, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
100 grand, is that something that draws in camp drafters from around Australia?
I think it is, but it's more just the prestige of winning the event. The 100 grand's a great thing, but, like, yeah, just winning it would be enough for me.
Nigel, I'll bring you back in. Do you think that adding the prize money brings an extra prestige to this event?
Yeah, it obviously does, and it's great that there is that amount of money up, but there's only one winner, and, like, you know, everybody comes here and, you know, people don't expect to actually win the money. They're here for the competition and the high level of competition and see how everybody goes and see who does actually walk away with the 100 grand.
Last year, Pete Kaminsky won from Queensland. Who do you think are the favourites to win out this year?
Yeah, Pete's obviously the favourite because he's the favourite everywhere he goes. And, he hasn't won 20 or 30 open rider titles in Queensland for no reason. And, yeah, he's obviously the... But there's you know, other top fellas here, Ben Hall and Mark Buttsworth and Huey Miles. There's plenty of others here that can put a spanner in the works, and it just comes down to the cattle and who puts it around on the day.
Nigel Cable and Scott Shea, thanks for joining us on the Country Hour for today.
No worries, thank you.
Thank you.
And that's all we've got from the Willinga Park, where it's the World Championship Gold Buckle Camp Draft underway. Back to you, Michael.
Thanks, Josh. And Josh Becker reporting there from the camp draft at Willinga Park.